This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
In the Perek Beis in Chayla Gimel, and he's talking about the ability to make different Shinuyim and different Shaloka Dechateva things with the Shem Hashem. So he said, I think we're holding over here in Zion, Vav Zion, where we're holding in Perek Beis.
Vav? Beginning of Vav.
Yeah. Vina Adav Yadua, Sha'afal Pisha Klal Zeh Inyan Echad Hu, Dainet Tzim Gulat Teva, Hinei Pratin Rabim. So in a big picture, I mean, he described the Klal. The Klal is that things are not so mechubat to teva, and they have different mahalchim. But protein yanim rabim kifisidim mitzusim samedik asehem. But there are different, a lot of different protein. What madrega? What kind of nivroim? What kind of shemis? Notice there's a wealth of different protein in what you can do. How? Ki kifim asheteva nimtzus asidun noisin kachyu prote hashpos amitzroch lashamisav v'chol b'chinoisav. Depending on what we're dealing with, which koyach ruchni we're dealing with, that's what they can accomplish, and they also need to have different types of haskara shemus to get them going. And there are many dargis, many different ifanim. He's just telling you a klal, but all of these are different levels of how much and how far and so on. Vihine, aliyaseidas a oimed he matzei a choilas la adam lishtamis benitzos b'shimish aruchim shalimoid v'lifol peulos gedolos v'chazakos masheein b'efsharos hashimish agashmi. So this allows people to do things that would be impossible from the physical world. V'zeh. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the world that different parts are tied with different kochos. All taught in the Shefer HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if you pull whatever lever you pull up there, it goes all the way down into this world. So he's giving a little bit of a, what's the right word for it? A caveat. It's not the pshat that the person is a Baal Moifis, in that he creates a maifis. The person does not create a maifis. The person uses darkei hanhaga v'kadosh baruch hu in ways that will fit with what he has in mind. Now let's give a parallel example. In the world of teva, when somebody discovered an atom bomb, and he was able to do things that nobody's ever able to do in ways that are beyond in terms of the amount of power and so on. No one said that he created Yesh Me'ayin. It never existed before. There was a pathway all along for extracting energy out of atoms in a certain way that could accomplish certain things. We didn't know what, and we didn't know how. Once we understood what and how, we could do it, we could use it. So the person is not a Baal Moifis in that sense. He doesn't create the Moifisim. There is that same type of Anhaga Lamala. And that same type of Anhaga Lamala can express itself in ways down. But it all starts with a specific shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because you can appeal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created many set Anhagas. It starts with Hashem, different shemas of Hashem, different kochos, different lachos, and so forth. And when a person, once a person is mafil, once a person begins the process, it'll happen. So it's not exact, and that's why you find all sorts of limitations. Eina brachot tol nimtza motzel b'daba summa mina ayin. This is chal only with zugos. This is chal this. This is chal this. This is chal that. These are all pathways, and they therefore have certain klolim and certain mahalchim. Okay, ve'omnam oid in yankarka kaberis barashma zaderech. There's another shaloi kederech hatevadika oifin. So the first one is where you appeal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly by using a different name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's another koach in the Bria that a person can make use of to do things that are not al derech hateva. Ve'omnam oid in yanechad chorka baris vashma zeh derech ve'hu kehine amalochim kulam v'chom adegaseyem hine nimsa v'idom koach lifol pulos mashrim solehem v'inam polim bitmidus. Malochim were given over certain kochos. The Malach of Refuah does Refuah. The Malach of it does this. They're not. The Malach of Refuah is not always healing people. He heals people with a certain pattern, a certain mahal HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into the Bria. He works along the lines of Teva in the world. Omnam yesh bekoicham. Sheicholim lifol mimina pula hi yoyse mashapala mitmidus, or be yoyse kachizik shoyset midi. They can go out of. So let's say Malach Rafael has been set to heal certain types of ailments. Certain types of ailments will have a Malach of Rafael. They can to some degree go out of that. They can, to some degree, vary what they're doing or what they're not doing. I want to explain this. So, first of all, we're treading here on tricky ground, because to say that a malach has total discretionary power, you're basically saying that the malach is an independent entity. That he's another god, that can't be Chas V'Shalom. So he is totally such a Hashem. If you say that a malach is can only do things exactly in a certain way, then why is it described as its own entity? Let's give a mashal. In the old days, in the good old days, people would go to a well and draw water, and go like this, crank up, and bring up water. Today, you go to a faucet, open up, the water comes out. So somebody will say, wow, you know, somebody who came from there will look and say, wow, where does it come from? So I'll tell them there's a malach that sits, and every time you open up the faucet, pours water out for you. So I'll say, okay. What happens if the malach gets tired, or the malach thinks you're Russia, or the malach thinks you're a particular tzaddik? Can he sometimes stop giving water? Can he sometimes give more water? Can sometimes be hard to take out the water? And I'll say, absolutely not, unless you don't pay your bill. But other than that, the water will always come, and the same flows on. So I'll tell the person, so why do you call it a malach? It's a pipe. It's a water pipe. It's a water pipe with a faucet. Anything that's automatic and has zero power to vary, is you're talking about a machine. You're not even, in other words, a malach implies some level of ability to change. The fact that I gave it its own name. If let's say I was describing to you how the water flows from the, you know, from the reservoir to my faucet. And I say, well, first it goes down a third of the pipe. Then it goes down the next third of the pipe. Then the next third of the pipe. The next pipe. What's this all about? It's one pipe. It's like sometimes on Waze, take the 95 till, you know, 25 miles. Then take the 95, another 25. Then take 95, another 25. Like, why don't you just say, take it till the end? I'm not sure. I'm always aiming on the the deep side as a ways, but I think it has to do with something about if the road turns or if it has a different name for some reason, but tachlis, it's the same thing. So to say that there's a malach who does refuah, and refuah is exactly the same, what am I saying? So a malach sits somewhere between having no absolute power at all and yet having some level of discretionary power. A muscle for that would be, let's say you have a stock of fund and it's yours 100%. You have a gabbait stalker, and you allow the gabbait to make some level of decision. So he has zero power mitzaratzmo. It's not his money at all. But he's not just a pshat. As opposed to the secretary, just gets a list of which checks to make out for how much. There is some level, some darga, where there is changes. And that's why he says the malach also has. Omnam yesh bekoichem shechon lifol mimin apule yoysim masha pole mitmidus. There can be variations. And many times they will be able to do things that they create nisim. True, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who brings the nisim, but they have it within their ability to bring it out.
Ready?
Yes.
Two things that...
One second, let me just finish the paragraph, okay? V'omnam, ruatz adon baruch hu v'nosin kovod lishmoy shekeshe yuska malachim fe'asedish shesida dehayna malachi pul achas ha-shem sh'nesiyachis lo yisborach shmoy al-shem ha-shpoh shvonita inu hu kuloi hine yuchrach ha-malach lifbo yisakoyach ha-yosim sebiore yisapulo v'me shkheya maske shem olav. And when a person does mention those shemos that we're talking about, that forces the malach to toe the line also. So there's a concept called called hashbaz of malachim, where you force them to swear in the name of Hashem. It means that the malach normally brings 50% refuah to the world. We'll just pick a number of some sort. And the be'emes that could be up to 70%, it's within the malach's koach, if I use a shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to push the issue, if I know how to force it, I can force the next one. What do you want to know?
Yeah, two questions. First off, I think there's a story where the malachs come down and they are with a woman. They do like the on a woman. So that was one of my questions. I don't think that's like Hashem's will. So in that sense, they're able to go totally outside of Hashem's will.
So it's a whole different. That's the end of Rashi's, the Nephilim. That type of thing is not shared to this. What exactly it means? It means basically that the Koach of Malachim, when put within a context of a body in this world, doesn't behave differently than Adam. It has nothing to do with normal malachim. It's a very mysterious parasha. The pasuk just talks very little about it. Chazal says something about it. But what it means is, put into this circumstance, the koach of a malach is very high and very big. Is that? But when he's coupled with a body, within and it's always there's always seem to be some sort of rivalry between other malachim, and when malach is put in this situation, he doesn't behave any different. But it doesn't mean a ruach nisik malach can't live with a physical woman. There's no shaykhis one with the other. It's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose, for whatever reason, to give malachim the chance, the opportunity, whatever it is, to be within a context of a guf or something like that.
And the second question is this free will the reason that I've always been confused about Ubalatzion? We're going into all this
about stuff. What?
Ubalatzion, and we're like saying how the angels do all this crazy stuff to praise Hashem, but like if they don't have free will, who cares? It's machines.
So they're just reflections. It's just like the Malachim echo. It's just like if you have a mirror that amplifies something so that I can see it. If let's say I can't see something, but then I shine a light on it that I can see with it. So the Malachim transfer to us a sense of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's grandeur. They don't, it's not coming from Mitzad Bechira. There are a few isolated places in Chazal where there's some mashmos of Bechira Malachim, And they talk about it. It's not an easy thing to understand. But Derech Klal, the Peshat, the saying Kaddish, Kaddish, all these things are, it's just like Lemoshel. If I can't see particles, but if I shine a particle on a screen, the screen will light up. So the lighting up of the screen is to me, wow, look at it. Look at what happened here. Look at this grand smashing of particles and look at all this light net. The light doesn't happen, the particle itself, it happens on the screen. The malachim are a way of communicating it to Adam. It's not something in its own right. Okay.
What about when we have Chazal about malachim?
So malachim Hashem is like when I speak out the two sides of an issue. And if you want to say this, when it says that Kadosh Baruch Hu has a bezin shel malah, or maimine masmilim, I can act the most. Let's say you have somebody who is all powerful or all smart, and he does things without sharing it with people. So all I can say is, I don't know, he knows what he's doing. Or I could say, here is what is the mitzias. You might tie to this. The answer is no. You might say this. The answer is, but look at this. In other words, the malachim spell out the different studim so that we understand what are the different cheshbonos going into it. That's what it is. Thank you.